Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's time to act. That's what the president of the European Commission said today about the refugee crisis across Europe.
Jean-Claude Juncker called on European Union countries to accept an additional 120,000 migrants, many of them fleeing the civil war in Syria. He also said that the refugees should be allowed to seek jobs and work in their new countries.
I'm strongly in favor of allowing asylum seekers to work and to earn their own money whilst their applications are being processed.
Well, the BBC's Simon Smith is covering the crisis on the ground and joins us now. Simon, first tell us, where are you?
I am standing on what was a disused railway line, which is the main railway line that runs up from Serbia into Hungary. It's an old goods line, and it's about half a mile within inside Hungary itself. The Hungarian border, they put up a fence, but there are huge gaps in the fence. And the migrants, refugees, whichever you'd like to describe them as, are being pointed by border guards to come through that gap. And they're coming up the railway line, and they're coming up to what has effectively become a holding centre in a field. There is nothing here. It is literally a field with camping tents. And they have basically been left here, some of them for hours, some of them overnight, and some of them for days, before they're moved by the Hungarian authorities onto other more formal camps, where they start to register and start the paperwork, and many of them start then heading north towards Germany, which seems to be the ultimate goal of many of the people we've been talking to.
And how many people have you seen over the course of the day so far?
Thousands. Over the past few days, there have been many thousands of people coming through this particular point. They are tired. Many of them are scared. Many of them are very worried about what they're going to happen to them when they reach Hungary. Many of them are looking for information. They often stop and talk to the journalists here saying, what's happening? What can I do? How long am I going to be here? Unfortunately, there is very little information. Some of the aid agencies have started to move in here now and are starting to help. And the UNHCR, the UN High Commission for Refugees, is moving here over the weekend and will start putting up more formal tents and trying to do something, because the scenes here have been, frankly, distressing. They are people being herded around in the heat. It is very hot here still. It's still summertime. And they have been marshalled around by policemen, put on buses, taken off buses. And there's been pushing and shoving. We've watched as families have been split up, pushed apart. It has not been a particularly good scene. And as some people have been saying, this is Europe in the 21st century. What on earth is going on? We should be doing better.
Well, what on earth is going on, Simon? I mean, that does seem to be the core question here. Have any of the migrants or refugees you spoke to, are they telling you where they're coming from and what has triggered this massive influx now?
The bulk of people are Syrians. I've just been talking to a family who've been on the road for 4 days from Greece. Husband, wife, the lady is heavily pregnant, and three small children. They've been on the move now for 4 days since they reached Greece. They're from Syria. Many of them are simply fleeing the war because they are too frightened to stay there and they want to stay alive. They want to get out of Syria. There are some Afghans as well. We've also met some Iraqis. And in the past couple of days, we've met some Pakistanis. So there is a huge mass migration of people from countries across the globe, across that whole region, heading into Europe. Many, many of them wanting to get into Germany. Some we've spoken to want to head to Sweden. None of them want to stay in Hungary.
Mm. Based on what you're seeing there on the ground, on the border there between Serbia and Hungary, I mean, it sounds like the tents and the camps around you are very ad hoc. It doesn't sound terribly sustainable.
It's not. It can't be sustainable. I mean, the weather here is beginning to change. It is still summer, but in the night it's beginning to get cold. And you know, you've got aid agencies, charities, and just individuals turning up here, handing out blankets, handing out food, soup, trying to keep people warm overnight. There are no facilities here. There have literally been 4 portable toilets that I've seen here for the past 4 days. Everybody else is, you know, being lumbered off going into cornfields. What seems to happen is that people get here, they realise they're here for a long time. If the buses don't turn up, if the pressure isn't released, that's when we get, as you may have seen and heard, these so-called breakouts of migrants heading off, trying to get up motorway to Budapest, trying to get to Budapest in any way, shape or form they can, because that's their exit route into Germany. What unfortunately happens is that the police are then trying to enforce an almost impossible set of rules and regulations. They're trying to keep them penned in. They're trying to corral them. You end up with a breakout, which I watched this morning, where you have people running across the fields, running down the roads, and then they all get rounded up again, get herded up, held where they are, put on buses and brought back where they started. It's distressing. It's not something that's particularly working well for either the migrants, and frankly, it's not working well for the Hungarian authorities.
Have you seen anything like this in your career?
No. The UNHCR is warning the Hungarians they'll have thousands, tens of thousands more over the next few days, and they do not know what to do with them. The Hungarians created a problem last week by blocking the exit route, by not letting people get to Germany, and the pressure has not been relieved. There's still tens of thousands wanting to come transit through Hungary.
The BBC's Simon Smith speaking to us from the border between Serbia and Hungary. Simon, thank you.
No problem. You're very welcome.